Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm going to report on the difficulties I've had in facing the healthcare system. One of the problems is that there is a lack of communication. You try and phone, and all you get is an answering phone message to say, "We are currently dealing with COVID-19 and we can't take your calls. Please leave a message." You leave a message and they don't get back to you. Which, if you've got an appointment and you're trying to rearrange it, isn't helpful. You know, they keep changing the appointment, so it gets so confusing that I don't know where I am with the appointments. And then you try and phone to find out about the appointments and no one's answering and they don't call you back. And also, they keep saying, "Well, you know, you need to book online using this app." You know, but not everyone knows how to use the apps for booking appointments. And not everyone has a smartphone to book appointments or a laptop. And with dyslexic, I find online booking forms confusing and difficult to use. And the telephone's difficult because of the hearing problem I have. And when I try to explain, well, you know, if you've got a learning disability or learning difficulties or lot of different health problems, that you're meant to be able to see a nurse or a doctor face to face, and they completely disregard the Reasonable Adjustments Act and use the COVID as an excuse for every time they muck something up, every time they make a mistake, it's always, "Oh, it's the COVID." And even now, the health system and people still using the COVID as its use. And the doctors are not very sympathetic at times when you try to phone up and say you need an appointment about medication. You know, I'm on a lot of medication and I don't feel comfortable discussing my medication over the phone with the doctor. I, you know, prefer to do it in person. And even the hospital's told them that actually, under the Reasonable Adjustments Act, that they can see people face to face. They're just choosing not to. And it's really affected my mental health because, you know, I'm nervous about changing medication when I know it's really difficult to actually get face to face. And it's not helping the mental health because, you know, it's making anxiety and depression worse. And I think, you know, they keep talking about, "Oh, we might have another lockdown." Well, then they need to work on, if we have another full lockdown, how will they deal with people with a learning disability or multiple health problems in terms of doctors seeing people face to face? You know, and hospitals seeing people face to face. It, you know, when I keep hearing, "Oh, we might have another lockdown," then that just makes me more anxious and feel more frustrated because it's like, well, they won't see people now, so what will happen next time when, you know, there's all this talk that, "Oh, it looks like there'll be another lockdown, you know, by August." I think there needs to be a clear plan in the future of what would happen if there's another lockdown. You know, how do they work things so that people that have mental health problems, multiple health problems, or who have a learning disability or difficulty which makes it difficult for them to actually communicate by a phone, or if it's an elderly person, you know, have people get an appointment. And also as well, there should always be someone answering the telephones. So if you have queries, you can ask them. But, you know, when you can't even phone up to speak to a person, it's not helpful to your mental health, because then you're just feeling that you're constantly just banging your head against the wall and getting no response. You know, and the apps can be really difficult to use, and they don't even always work. You know, you try to send it and it doesn't work. And when you try and phone up to ask help with it, no one wants to help. Thank you for listening. I think what they need to do is make sure that there's legislation in place that makes it clear and